Do you know why there's two headless children in the house next door?
He says,
that sounds like trouble to me.
And he says, and you can see now, as you look more closely, make an inside check for me, please.
Mm-hmm.
He says,
8.
Okay. So, so you don't see a whole lot, but what you do see is that there are clearly, this guy looks like he hasn't slept. I mean, that's very obvious. No. And you can see...
burning the midnight oil.
Yeah, and you can see that behind him, the woman at the table, presumably his wife, is... You could see that there's tears on her face. Like her face is tear-streaked as if she's been crying a lot. And as you say this, both she and he, you see that they kind of like their eyes both narrow and she says, "Why would you say that? Why would you say that? What a nasty thing to say. I don't know who you are, but you're that don't talk up. That's cruel. Why would you say something like that?" And the man says, "Easy, easy, Melina, easy. Easy." And he says to you, "Mister, I understand you may think you're trying to do something here, but all you're doing is making a couple of grief-stricken people more filled with sadness. We don't appreciate it. Now, there ain't no reason for you to be here, so I'd appreciate it if you just leave."
I've seen that cry before. Those are the tears of a mother who has lost a son.
And she sort of, she looks up at you and she, kind of her anger fades a little bit and she says, "You know, I don't know what." And she says, "I don't want to talk about any of this. Abner, make him go away, Abner." And Abner...
Yeah, Abner, make me go away.
What you gonna do, Abner? And Abner says... Abner says, "I don't know what you know about loss, mister. But there ain't no cause to come in with people who've lost the one they care about. I'm sorry about whatever happened to them. Those people." Kind of looks down on the ground.
"I know more about loss than you would imagine. I had a bet on the Falcons winning the Super Bowl, and they were up 28-3.
Why would you bring that up, Abner? Abner, why would you bring that up? It just reminded me of the election. It was the worst possible Super Bowl. No.
I bought that ticket in April.
Jesus.
All right, sorry.
All right.
"I know more about loss than you may fathom. But I'm not here for myself." And then I'll kind of move out of the way a bit. So at least, you know, I don't know if he's like hiding behind my leg or... kind of if he's completely out of sight, but just to try and make right. Elias's presence a little more felt.
So the minute they see him, their eyes widen again, and he, Abner is like, "I don't know what you think you're doing, mister." And Elias says, Pa, what's wrong? Why are you so angry?" And Abner says, "You get that thing out of here. You understand me?" And he points right at him and he sort of says to you, "You get him out of here. You get that out of here right now."
I mean, am I the thing or is he the thing?
No, he seems to be talking about Elias.
So I say that out loud.
Oh, okay. I see. And sorry. And he says, and he's just like, "It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just get him out of here and don't come back."
Is he, so now that after I say that, I kind of look at him, and when he's saying it doesn't matter, is he directing those words at Elias or me?
He is directing it. Yeah, he's staring directly at Elias, and he's saying it to you. And Elias is like, "Pa, what do you mean? Why did you hurt me, Pa?" And Abner just says, you know, goes back and says, you know, looks back and says at you and says, I'm telling you for the last time, you get out of here, you take that thing with you, you get off my land and my property, I won't ask again. And then you see he grabs from the other side of the door where you couldn't see before this axe, and he just holds it in front of him. It is clearly a wood axe, but it is also clearly stained with blood.
Ooh.
And Elias kind of recoils. Pa! What did you do? What? Did you do something to... Did you do something to Alina and Edwin? And Abner just... You could see his breathing is heavy, like his knuckles are white around the handle of this axe, and he just says, get out of here with that thing.
Are these the strings you pull, Strahd?
Silence. Except for the soft weeping of Melina.
I'll look down at Elias and I'll say, is there more you need to see?
And he says, I don't know. And he sort of like almost like, Ma, please. And he starts walking forward and Abner pulls up his axe. He's like, you don't take another step closer. And Elias is like, Pa, what are you? And he's like, you can tell that he's like trying to decide if he wants. Yeah, well, he's like real, like, you know, if he gets any closer type of thing. And Elias is like, you know, and Abner's like trying to, you know, hold like the axe sort of like this, and you're sort of standing looking at both of them. Yeah. His mother is kind of leaned back. She has this look of abject terror on her face. And she's kind of pushed back a little bit as she's staring at Elias.
I mean, Vraxos is not the Dr. Phil type.
Right.
I can
sure.
That,
oh, yeah. So. Yep.
He's going to just let things play out. And just I'm going to keep kind of an eye on the dead. Obviously, I don't want him to swing. If he's about to swing, I want to try and block his blow.
Okay. So Elias pushes his way through. And as he does this... He brings his axe down as if he's going to, you know, basically like you said, but before you can block it, Elias's hand whips up at inhuman speed and blocks the axe, rips it out of his father's hand, tosses it aside and says, why have you done this to me, Mom, Pa? Why? And you look and suddenly see as his body kind of lengthens, his arms, his hands, his claws kind of lengthen. And he sort of like, and his mother is like screaming, like pulling herself back to the, basically pulling herself back to the wall, as does the father. And he looks around at you and says, this is what happens when your parents hurt you like this. And you can see his teeth are pointed. And... he leaps at Abner and attacks him, and Abner sort of falls below his weight. And with that, I would like us to roll initiative, please.
Oh snap! I'm thinking Werewolf Quest and Witcher. That's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, although the pointed teeth, this doesn't look like a wolf.
I know. I was going to say it doesn't seem like a werewolf. So, all right.
All right, let's get some.
It wasn't a field of garlic. That should have been.
That's how you knew, right?
Yeah, that's right. I gotta click on the token, right? Yeah.
Yes, I believe so. Let me get the.
That's a 7.
Okay, that's a 7, and I can pull up the turn counter, but it doesn't really.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't really matter at the moment.
I've been had.
There we go. All right, let's get some music going here. Okay, I like 10's question mark. okay, so okay. All right. Let me know, chat, if that music's okay or if it's too loud, please. Okay. And... okay, so 7. Okay. Believe it or not, you're the first to act.
Right.
Not a good initiative roll for the bad guys. So, what do you want to do? He is currently on top of his father, like, who's fallen on the ground, who's struggling with him. And you can see that he's got his claw, like, his hands, which are really more now like claws, are sort of reaching, like, kind of reaching as if he's going to, you know, rip him up.
So, as soon as I see him turn, essentially, and jump towards him, I'm going to kind of yell out and very clearly upset. You can hear it in my voice. I'm sick of these games! And as I'm doing that, I want to enter into my rage.
Okay.
So.
Sounds like a plan. You should hear it now, Rala, I think. You can hear the music, yeah, Cairo?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. All right. So, all right. In that case, let's have you... all right, so you have rage.
I don't actually have to do anything for rage, right?
Right, just, I think it's just... I believe it should be as a bonus action.
I just have to... yeah,
right.
And I remove the thing from my counter.
We will add, however, a... oops, nope. Let's see. What's a good one for rage? Rawr! There we go, the icon of... you know. Okay. So... Alright, that should be a little bit better now, Rala. Okay, so now, you are... alright, so you can see that he's there, you've raged. Are you... so the mother... like, the combat situation is that the mother is sort of, like, back against the wall, like, backing away, but... and screaming. And Abner is on the ground, with his, son, apparently, on top of him.
I want to grab Eli.
Okay.
As I can, maybe by the back of the neck and shoulder and rip him off the dad and try and, like, kind of pull him away so he's facing me.
Okay. So let's have you make a athletics check to try to do that.
Okay. If I can slightly modify that, is there a window nearby?
There are a couple of windows on the ends of the house that you see, but I don't know if they're nearby per se. Like, I mean, you could probably get them, maybe. Like, you could maybe get them over, but not, like, right in immediate view. You'd need to walk to it or, you know, like, run over to it.
Okay. If I can modify me grabbing him, I'd like to try and throw him out the window, like, as I'm pulling him off, just so we can take this fight outside.
Okay.
That
right.
might be asking a lot, but I want to try it.
That'll be a hell of a throw, but let's give it a shot.
I want to be clear about this. What's up, Rob? Does this count as an attack? Because I want it to.
It's going to be, okay, because to get it from, like, this is essentially almost similar to a grapple. And it's going to be opposed by his strength because he doesn't want to be pulled off. So,
Now, I don't know if there's a way I can use my great axe to assist with this as an attack because I...
not if you're going to also... I mean, it depends what you want to do. You can hit him with the axe. You can pull him up. But if you pull him up, you really need to be doing it. The axe is not going to help you pull him off him.
So I can't, like, Tiger Woods him out the window?
No. It's too far. You're going to have to actually, chuck
fair.
Him.
I'll do that. I want to toss him out the window.
All right. So we're going to do this in two steps. First of all, pull him off. So let's do that first.
Okay.
So go ahead and make an athletics check for me to see if you can pull him off there. No, Rala, Rob is hosting us. Rob will be back, of course, tonight for the Our Vocalist.
Now, it says while raging, you gain the following advantage on strength checks. Is this it?
Yep.
That's athletics. Uses strength. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. You're going to fill Mickelson into the rough way up the side.
All right.
Nice. That's why you do this. All right. Now let me actually see, because it is opposed. Let's see how he does.
I don't like change. Throw him out the window.
Yeah, you were able to pull him off, but honestly, it's harder than it ought to be. Like, given his size, like, you should be able to just, like, when you picked him up with the stake back in the field, it was like he was really light.
Yeah.
His pulling off is difficult, and as he does so, he, like, rips at the flesh of his father, kind of cries out in pain as you get him off. Now the second throw is to chuck him. This is also going to be an advantage because you're like, type of thing.
Like javelin, throw him through the window,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right. So this is another athletics.
Yep.
15.
Yeah. So you're able to do that. It's a hell of a throw. So you just like, breaks through the glass. You hear this sort of surprised of some of the cattle that are nearby as he goes flying out, hits the ground, and you hear, just as he hits the ground, like this sort of groaning, hissing type of thing. And Abner kind of stares at you wide-eyed. Now, you can still move if you want, because you were just right there when you did all that.
Stay inside, and I'll start walking outside.
Okay. So you see him as you come out. They definitely do. In fact, they even slam the door. This thing gets up. Now, he is now completely altered. You can see that where his eyes were this dark brown, they are now a kind of glowing red. You can see that his teeth are pointed. Like I said, his hands are like claws. You can see him coming towards you as he sort of looks at you, and he goes running in towards you with his claws at incredible speed, like just, you know, like fat, you know, moving really quickly. He slashes at you twice. Let's see. That is a 15 and a 22.
Is this bludgeon or slashing damage? I have a resistance to slashing.
It is slashing damage, yes. But, well, you still got to be, you can be hit by it, but then you might be resistant afterwards. So
15 and a 22?
Yes.
My armor class is 12, so.
Okay. So those are both going to hit.
So two Wolverine, like.
Yep.
Right.
Let's see.
Internally, again, I am jumping for joy for my crit on my health.
I was just going to say that. I mean, yeah, exactly. All right, you take 12 points of damage as this thing slashes. Oh, no, I'm sorry, because you're resistant. So I take that back. 14 is resistant. Okay, sorry. You take 7 points of damage. That resistance to slashing is going to be useful.
Okay.
You take 7 points of damage there as this thing is just like, you know. It's just like moving at, like, as I say, just like incredible speed, like trying to rip at you as you were doing this. It is your turn. Now you're still disconnected from it so that you could swing at him if you want. Like, it's still, you know, but it's up to you as to what you want to do.
Yeah, I want to Mookie Betts this guy out with my great axe.
I appreciate the reference. May Mookie Betts do that many times. Okay, let's see that. Rude raging. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Rude is raging. This is the time Rude rages, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to just kind of yell out and take my great axe and just swing it both two-handed and try and hit him right in the chest.
Make that attack. Yeah, this is the... Yeah. We need to make that a thing. Hashtag Rude Rage. Just Rage! All right.
Does it automatically... I've never used Rage before. That's why I'm asking. Does it automatically add the +2, or do I have to do that myself?
You know what? Make an attack normally, and let's see if it does. I don't know.
So just... Okay, so I don't roll at advantage either, right?
I don't think you... No, I don't think you get advantage on Rage attacks, just on Strength checks, right?
It says bonus Rage damage on Strength-based melee weapons. That's it.
Yeah, you'll get Rage damage for sure if you hit, but I'm just not necessarily that you're going to hit.
Yeah. A 9, so I'm...
Okay. That is...
Too much rage!
It looks like it didn't include the +2, so that would be an 11, but, yeah, 11 is not going to get it done, unfortunately.
Too much rage. All right.
But it's, it's still a pretty good swing, and this thing just, like, you know, like just, you know, like, yeah, really, really fast again, and then comes up and tries to slash at you again. This time we've got an 8, that's not going to get it done. Nice. And then there is a 15, though.
That's a hit.
So, okay, that is going to do another 6 reduced to 3. So that does another 3 points of damage.
Okay. This thing in my inventory called Stone's Endurance, and I have no idea what the hell it is. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, I mean, you know, this is a good time to see if you've got anything like breakdown, transformed guy potion.
Stone's Endurance. You can focus yourself to occasionally shrug off injury. When you take damage, you can use your reaction to roll a d12 add your constitution modifier to the number rolled and reduce the damage by that total.
Ah, so if you wanted to, well, okay, so you, I'll allow you to do that on, you shouldn't do it on that last hit, but the one before that, if you want, or you could hold on to it in case that something worse happens. I mean, like,
I'm assuming I can't use this endlessly, so I'm going to hold off on it.
Okay, yeah, no, you definitely can't use it endlessly.
Yeah,
that's that is true.
I only have one shot, so I'm going to wait.
And it is your turn.
Okay. So he's just kind of frantically attacking me here.
Yes. At the moment.
Is this why you brought me here? And I'm going to try an overhand swing as I'm kind of yelling this at him and try and hit him.
Okay. Go ahead and make that attack then.
15
hits.
Or 17, I guess.
That definitely hits, yes.
Okay, so but I should be adding the damage to it or the plus two.
Yes,
that's the thing I'm kind of confused about.
Well, right, so you should be adding the plus.
The damage, not the actual hit, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, the rage should be the damage. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it gets added on there, so it's 13.
Okay, 13 damage. All right. So he hisses as you sort of slice into him. He hisses angrily. And as you're looking at him, you are somewhat, I won't say horrified, but you are somewhat discomfited to discover that you can see that his wound closes up a little bit as he kind of gets up from your attack, which kind of pushed him backwards. This, and he kind of then jumps forward again. This time, tries to, instead of slashing you, he tries to grab you, is what it looks like to you. And let's see. Okay, so he tries to grab you, and he might have succeeded. Let's see.
I will remind you that as a Goliath, I count as one size larger when determining my. Just for things that I can push, drag, lift, and whatnot. I don't know if that applies to someone grabbing me, but...
Well, let's find out so I can be sure about that. And so far as it's been a while since I've had to have someone grappling a Goliath.
Yeah, I'm just making sure. Not everybody can choke slam the big show. That's all I'm saying. Only a select few.
Only a select few.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. That's actually a good point. What is your size then?
I am currently, where does that say that in bio? Yes.
Enormous.
I am medium, but I guess I would count as large.
You would count as large. Okay, so it can still do that. It has to be no more than one size larger than you. Okay, now you need to contest this this check. So he did this. Okay. So B7. Okay. Yeah, so you need to so you are going to need to try to contest this by using either an athletics or acrobatics check. My guess is you're going to want athletics, but
yes, sir.
And you're going to get advantage on that, of course, because of the rage.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
That's a crit.
Yeah, and you know what? He crit, too, so you ended up resisting it, but you
nice.
Resisted it. That was pretty impressive, because he
nice.
Reaches in, and you're like, no, and you just, like, you know, pull back or whatever, and so he falls backwards. He seems slightly surprised in his you know, his demeanor. Okay, and it is now your turn.
I'm going to try and do the same thing to him. I want to try and wrap my arm, because I'm assuming I'm still bigger than him, right?
Yes, you are. And Mirinda, what's up, Mirinda? But it was not a tie. They rolled, they both critted, but Rude's crit was a little bit better than Elias's crit.
Yeah, right.
So, like, of course that's right. Okay, so, so you can do the same thing to him, and he is one size smaller than you, yes.
Yeah, but what I want to do is I want to, in, like, one motion, grab him and try and get behind him and try and, like, suplex him on the ground.
Okay, so to do that, you're going to be making an athletics
like
check, and that's going to be contested by, so basically the same thing in reverse is what
yes,
we're going to happen here.
Exactly. I'm going to do that at advantage. 20.
Okay. Let's see how he does. Yeah, he does not do it. So you grab him. Now, when he is grappled, when a character is grappled, it means that his speed becomes zero, and it can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. It could theoretically still try to attack you, but it depends on kind of what you're doing. So, basically, so you can move with him now. What do you want to do with this thing now that you have him? You're going to throw him back through the window? He just keeps throwing him out of windows like, smash, smash.
Exactly, yeah. I'm gonna tighten my grip.
Okay.
And I want to literally kind of suplex him on the ground, like go backwards with him and slam him on the ground, trying to kind of knock him out.
Okay.
Maybe if I can knock him out of this mode.
Okay, let's see.
Exactly. I'm gonna rock bottom him and give him a stunner. And
I was waiting for you to do like the DDT, like the.
Yeah. Tell him to suck it and then
suck it.
Go eat his parents' cooking.
Can you smell what the root is cooking? All right. All right. Well, let's have you make then. Sure. Let's have you make a. I'm going to have you make another athletics check then to see if you do that. This is kind of improvised, but we'll work it this way.
Okay. I'm trying to like.
No, I totally get it. It's a good move. No, I get it. It's a good move.
Yeah. 23.
Okay. So he tries to fight back very unsuccessfully, and you bring him back. Bam! And there is this terrible cracking sound. I would like you to roll damage for this, please.
Sure.
And we're going to say... I'm actually going to have you roll a 12-sided die. I'm going to have you add your rage and strength damage to it.
So
12 plus whatever your strength modifier is plus your rage modifier. And so that'd be plus 2 plus whatever your strength is.
That's all right.
7,
that
okay.
is a 7.
All right. So you smash him on the ground. As he sort of, and he kind of like, you smash him on the ground and you can kind of hear him like, he is maybe stunned, but he is not knocked out yet. And that would have, frankly, killed most people. And so, you know what you're dealing with. At this point, the door opens, and you see Abner there, and he's holding the axe, and he says, "You've got to kill him!" And behind him, you hear this horrible shrieking about, yelling about my son. And he says, "You got to kill him! It's not our son! It's not our son anymore!" And you can see Elias is kind of beginning to weakly kind of get to its feet as it recovers his wits.
What were his friend's name again? I'm sorry.
His friend's name were... hold on a second. Too many
it
windows.
It was Ember. No, not Amber.
Yeah, it was Alina, I believe. Alina. God damn it. Alina and Edwin.
Could I... Were Alina and Edwin like you? Or like this? Or like it? I'll say like it.
You're saying this to Abner?
I'm saying this out loud for anyone to answer.
Okay. Abner yells back and says, "Yes, they all were. They came back last night, all three of them, like this. We barely escaped the first time. We knew we didn't have much time left. So we had to... We had to kill them because they were turning into this." And Elias kind of shrieks almost a half combination of his previous form and his current one. And Abner sort of, puts a hand on the frame and he says, "All the gods help me. I didn't want to do any of it. But it was either that or what you see here. This is the work of Strahd. Strahd!" And he kind of yells up at the... Strahd! He yells up at this guy.
Of course it is.
And Elias, you can see, is like now starting to struggle.
Wait, Elias wasn't the one who said that.
No, it was Abner.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm saying Elias now below you is like, as because you still, you suplexed him.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's kind of like starting to stir and.
Yeah. sounds to me like there were many innocents lost. And I'm going to stand up and step away from him.
Okay. So you stand up and step away from him, and Elias kind of, like, stands up, sort of swaying back and forth slightly, and you can see his eyes are kind of flickering. And then he looks at you, and he says,
You, get out of here. Don't come back.
And then he turns, and he runs directly at Abner. But Abner steps back, and as he steps back, Elias comes right up to the open door and stops and snarls and growls and yells, but does not pass the threshold of the door. And you get the feeling, not that like, oh, I realized it's my father. There's something else is going on that is preventing him from entering.
Bubble shield.
Yeah, sort of. Might have something to do with vampires.
Yeah. I just saw the Leslie Nielsen Dracula movie.
I'm sure that would have given you the information.
Yes, Mel Brooks.
That wrong would be my man. Source.
Wrong man! Oh, man. Okay. I am... going to pick up my axe.
Okay.
Sheathe it.
Okay.
And walk away.
Okay. So there is this moment of silence as you walk away. And then there's you hear Abner's voice yelling, "You fool! If you don't kill it now, it'll come and get us later and everything else. Everything else! It'll wait. It'll wait outside. It'll burrow below. It'll come out when we don't expect it. And we'll die here. Is that what you want? We'll die here." And Elias is like, "Ah, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here."
I'm going to keep walking.
Okay. You walk as the day gets dimmer and dimmer, and cross over the hills. You hear the screams of Abner, the yells of Abner, the screams of Melina, the ravenings of Elias. And after the second hill, it's possible that you hear them change to screams for help in the distance. But eventually, all of that is gone. In silence. And as you take another few steps, you hear another voice say, "As I thought, when the time came, you would abandon that family as you abandoned your own." And you turn to see that Strahd is standing in the wheat field, his arms crossed with a smile on his face.
Again, puppets for your strings.
He says, "I wonder how you felt when this man that you tried to help, when the parents you thought you could save, I wonder how you felt when you heard them scream, heard him ravening. Did it give you anger, sadness? Despair? Perhaps you enjoyed it.
You killed those parents when you took their son."
And he smiles and bows slightly and says, "I do not deny it. But it was not for them that I did this, but for you. I wanted to see your reaction. It is your actions we are discussing here. And your actions are interesting to me."
"Am I not but a pawn in your game?"
And he chuckles and he says, "That is essentially correct. But no one here is anything more than a pawn in my game. You will find your friends. You will see them. You will talk to them. They will welcome you in. They will tell you that they are prepared to try to kill me. And only I will know that when the time came, you abandoned your family, as you will abandon them in the end. Your moment will come, Rud Raxos. And when it does, you will remember this curse I place upon you. For it will envelop you for the rest of your days." And he steps back, and then he opens his mouth, and from his mouth and his hands emanates this black cloud. And the cloud rushes over you, like, way faster than you can react. And you feel, like, just, like, kind of encompassed, you know, somehow. And then there is silence. And when you awaken, you find yourself on the other side, sort of lying on the ground on the other side of a small hill. And as you look up over the hill, you can see your companions from before. You see Weller, you see Mason, you see Alec, you see Django, and you see another woman that you do not recognize, who is dressed like one of the Vistani that you saw when you first came to Barovia. They are standing looking at a stone. And as you sort of stand up to look at them and sort of speak to them, or do whatever you're going to do, as you sort of stand up from them, you hear a voice in your head say, and that, I think, is where we're going to call an end to the session for today.